We had Adam Copeland coming out and being interrupted pretty quickly by Christian. What'd you think of this exchange here and everything that came afterwards, especially with Ricky Starks?
It was a mixture of good and bad. I thought more bad than good. The things I liked about it were Christian, who is great as pretty much always as a heel. I also liked FTR talking about working their way back up to the titles, and in general, just sort of the setup of, you know, like the, you know, the faces and the heels sort of forming little little alliances that, you know, sort of connect some of the different things going on in the show together. And I know this ended up being a poor example of it, but I still consider extemporaneous promos in wrestling to be preferable to everything being scripted and planned out. And this was clearly a more extemporaneous talking segment that builds the negative side, which is I thought Ricky Starks and Adam Copeland showed really poor instincts for what to target in an opponent. It's, you know, it's a balancing act, and you want to get across that you dislike your foe without undercutting them as a star. And Starks and Copeland were totally undercutting each other. You know, Starks comes out, and the first thing he does is compare Copeland, Christian, and Danielson to the movie Wild Hogs, which, for those who don't know, is a 2007 movie about a bunch of guys in their 50s who go out riding motorcycles as a sort of midlife crisis. And that's just stupid. I was going to say not the movie, but the movie was stupid too.
But riding motorcycles as a midlife crisis.
That's
is
another
stupid.
One. That's also stupid. So, yeah, lots of stupid things. But the one I was getting at was, you know, bringing up the age, because Christian and Copeland are prominently featured acts, and they are, by wrestling standards, legitimately quite old. And you don't want to be drawing attention to that, because it undercuts them as stars, particularly Copeland. You know, because you can have sort of a weaselly, obnoxious heel, and it doesn't really matter, you know, whether they're sort of young and vigorous and healthy. They can just be sort of an old, curmudgeonly, crotchety heel, and sometimes that can even be better for a heel. And that's like the number one thing you don't want to be saying to cut Copeland down. And I don't know that there's anything resembling like a close number two that you don't want to be saying to cut Copeland down. And by the way, like, it also subtly makes Starks look old himself, because as noted, Wild Hogs is a movie from 16 years ago and like hardly like an enduring classic. And as I mentioned to you, like, I think that's what pissed Copeland off, because here he is a few appearances in to this new promotion, and this dude is calling him old when he's legit 2 weeks from his 50th birthday, and Copeland surely doesn't want fans thinking about that. And then Copeland, of course, showed even worse judgment, you know, just burying Starks deep beneath the earth as basically a tiny, pathetic wannabe who he practically oozed contempt for. But the thing that I thought was the worst about all of that wasn't even them burying each other, although that was certainly very counterproductive. It was the way they made reference after reference after reference to WWE, and it had that impact feel where everybody's just talking about WWE. WWE feels like the major league on the other show, and we are just the land of wrestlers who WWE no longer wants, or who want to go to WWE when we have the opportunity. And that's the worst perception you can have. And to me, AEW has never come across more minor league than that opening segment of Collision, because that was just like, it was just completely framing WWE as the end all and be all of professional wrestling, or sports entertainment, as they'd probably refer to it if they're so determined to get over to WWE. So yeah, I thought, like I said, there's some positives about the segment, but overall, a lot of negatives.